If you're planning a vacation, you might be thinking about travel insurance. Do you need supplemental coverage for while you're away? But you probably aren't thinking about how your travel plans relate to your life insurance. Lauren Marr thinks about all that sort of stuff. He's the director of new business development at LSM Insurance. Hey, Lauren.
Hi, Bruce.
You wrote a blog about this. Both past and future travel plans can affect your life insurance. I want to start with the past. What are the insurance companies looking for?
Well, when I say past, I'm referring to the person who's applying for insurance. Someone who already has life insurance and there are no exclusions, travel exclusions on the policy, wouldn't really have to worry about their travel plan so much, in terms of their life insurance anyways. But really, the person who could be applying for insurance in the future or is in the process of applying, that's when their travel plans can play can have an impact on their ability to get life insurance.
What specific regions provide concerns, and what are the concerns? Are they afraid I'm going to get flesh-eating disease from my, I don't know, trek through the swamps of, I don't even know where I was going to make someplace up. I don't even know where I would go that it would be so risky that it would affect my life insurance.
Yeah, well, there are definitely hot spots in the world, certain parts of the Middle East where the insurance companies are concerned that the risk of dying is higher than other regions. So those places are going to have a bit of an impact. Also, within those specific countries, that can also impact things. So if you're going to what an insurance company deems a hot spot, and you're applying for insurance and you're either going to a hot spot or you've recently been to a hot spot, they're going to want to know how long your trip, how long you stayed there, where you stayed, what you were doing there, the frequency of those trips or the duration of those trips. So all those things are going to play a factor in how the insurance company underwrites your application.
Not all companies handle this stuff the same way. In fact, in your blog, you highlight a whole bunch of insurance companies and the things that they ask or don't ask. What are some of the main differences?
Yeah, the main difference can be really the wording of the question. So each company has their own underwriting protocols and their own risk assessment. So some companies will, you know, ask, have you traveled anywhere in the last 12 months? Where other companies, it may be, have you traveled outside, or I say, have you traveled anywhere outside of North America in the last 12 months? Other companies might be the last 180 days. Some companies might be 2 years. And then another company may ask, have you traveled anywhere outside of North America or Europe in the last 12 months for more than 4 weeks? So then, you know, someone who's gone to a so-called hotspot for 2 weeks would be free and clear on that type of application.
Some of these can have exclusions. The one that struck me was if your death occurs in specific countries. How does that work? What are some examples?
Well, an example would be, so if someone applies and let's say, you know, they go, not to keep picking on the Middle East, but let's say they go to a region in the Middle East that's they consider a hotspot, they'll exclude, or the insurance company may exclude that country. So what that would mean is that if you died from any type of, you know, if you died in Canada, if you died in Europe, if you died anywhere other than that specific country, your policy would pay out. But if you died in that country, then the policy wouldn't pay out, assuming that policy had that type of exclusion.
What do you make of the math on this? I know that the mathematicians, the actuaries who are behind all of these questions are super smart, and they're, they try and find the optimal balance between making money and providing the insurance for people to share amongst a large number. How scientific is this?
Well, yeah, I guess they are. That's exactly it. With any type of life insurance policy, it's a matter of risk. So each insurance company has a certain amount of risk that they're building into their premium. So if they deem something to be a high risk, they either have to exclude that high risk or price that higher risk into their premiums.
How much could some of these things affect the cost of your policy? Let's say we're talking about term life, $500,000 for a healthy non-smoker. If you layer in some riskier travel, either in your past or you want to have the ability to do that travel in the future, is this a 5% difference? Is it a 50% difference?
Usually it's not. A lot of times with a life insurance policy, there can be rated. For an example, if someone, you know, is diabetic or, you know, they, let's say they've had a past history of, you know, alcoholism or, you know, any type of extra risk, they usually price in an extra premium. With travel, they generally don't do that. They usually, rather than price in an extra premium, they do an exclusion. So that's generally how it's handled. So if the person is having challenges, there's a couple of routes they can look at. One, they can, you know, look at, make sure you look at different carriers, and you can submit what's called a preliminary inquiry with a broker, where they can check with the underwriter if that would be excluded prior to making an actual formal application. So that's one route. If it does look like you're not going to be able to, the person's not going to be able to get approved with a traditional policy, they could also look at a simplified issue policy. Simplified issue policy would essentially do what you want to do there. You'd be paying, let's say, another 25 or 30% of premium, but then there's no travel question on a lot of those policies.
I see. One last question before we go, Lauren. How does it work if you buy life insurance in one country? Say you buy it, you live in Canada, you expect you'll live here, and then you move. You move to another country. Is it Portwell?
It's a good question. You can, as long as at the time, everything's based on the time of application. If at the time of application you answered the questions truthfully and you planned on staying in Canada or, you know, within North America and you didn't have travel plans, if you then move to another country, as long as you pay the policy in Canadian dollars, it will continue to pay out in Canadian dollars if something happens to you.
Interesting. Well, nothing's going to happen to you or I or any of our listeners out there. So this is all just a precaution. Lauren, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Sounds good, Bruce. Have a great day.
Take care. Lauren Marr is the Director of New Business Development at LSM Insurance.